perhaps the most important day of the year is coming up this week. I'm sorry to report this, but Thursday is the most dangerous day of the year, the final evening of April, Evalden, when the threat of supernatural forces hit their absolute peak. We, our homes, our livelihood, are at our most vulnerable on this night. It might be because of witchcraft, or the little fellas, or the supernatural powers of enchanters and mountain hags, as was once written. The specifics don't really matter. Regardless, we are in danger, and we need to do something about it. But thankfully, there are three traditional ways of counteracting this and keeping ourselves safe. Probably the best known is the Crosh Cairn. People make one of these each year all over the Isle of Man, and you'll almost certainly have been in buildings protected by one of these. Crosh Cairn translates from the Manx as Rowan or Mountain Ash Cross. It's a small cross made of twigs from the Rowan tree, bound together with wool. And these are put up over your door to keep out harm and, importantly, to keep your luck in. But if you're doing this, don't let the cross touch any metal, or else the charm will be undone and the thing will be useless. Also, put at your doorway are yellow flowers. Opinions differ as to which flower is best, but they have to be yellow. And if they're on your doorstep on Thursday evening, you should be alright. The third way to protect yourself is with fire. Since time immemorial, this has been a part of the evening. People lighting a fire of gore somewhere on the land and driving out evil with all the flames and smoke. Known as burning the butch, it's known to drive away any evil witchcraft that might have been put on you. All of these things are still kept up today at Evalden for various reasons. As tradition, for good luck, as a way to connect to the changing seasons, as a link to our heritage, and there'll probably be a few yet looking to keep away those enchanters and mountain hags. And I'm glad they are. Best to be safe.